It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, April 22nd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mitchell Curdle Boys Tennis would split a home triangular yesterday at Hitchcock Park. They would fall to Sioux Falls Lincoln 9-0 before sweeping Sioux Falls Jefferson 9-0. Mitchell responded in the second duel, sweeping the Cavaliers without losing a match. Now the Curdles move to 8-3 on the season. They head to the Rapid City Invitational this weekend. That starts tomorrow. Mitchell senior Matty Childs would shoot under par for the first time this season, finishing second overall at the Huron Quadrangular yesterday at Broadland Creek Golf Course. Childs finished with a 1-under-71. She was four shots behind Aberdeen Central's Olivia Braun, who won the event. Childs opened up with two early birdies, closed with 11 straight pars. Mitchell plays second as a team with a team score of 310. Aberdeen Central would take the team title. Mitchell now moves on to a quadrangular tomorrow in Yankton, where they also take on Harrisburg and Sioux Falls, Washington at Fox Run Golf Course. Mitchell softball lost at home last night 16-6 to O'Gorman, as the Knights would score eight runs in the first three innings. Colonels managed six hits. They scored in three different innings. They would get RBIs from Malia Reitzel, Mallory Miedema, and Iris Ackman. Mitchell softball now 1-4 on the season. We'll play at Brandon Valley tomorrow night. That starts at 6 o'clock. Mitchell baseball swept in a doubleheader yesterday in Sioux Falls, falling to number one ranked Sioux Falls Jefferson 12-3 and 12-1. In game one, Jefferson broke things open with an eight-run third inning. And then in game two, Mitchell managed just two hits. Now they're now 8-4 on the season. Mitchell baseball returns home to host Rapid City Stevens on Friday for a 5 p.m. doubleheader. We'll have coverage of game one of that Stevens double dip on KORN News Radio. Pre-game show starts Friday afternoon at 4:45. Dakota Wesleyan senior Peyton Betcher led the Tigers at the GPAC Men's Golf Championship yesterday in Dakota Dunes, says he would finish third overall. Betcher shot a 5 over 221 over three rounds at a final round yesterday of 73. Max Nielsen of Hastings would win the individual title, finishing 1 over par. As a team, the Tigers would finish 6th while Hastings claimed the team championship. Dakota Wesleyan's Dakota Munger was 21st, with Ben Wilbur and Jack Olson also finishing inside the top 40. As that tournament wraps up the Dakota Wesleyan men's golf season. And USD softball would pick up a 6-5 walk-off victory yesterday versus Drake. The Coyotes' Autumn Iverson capped a 4-for-5 day with a walk-off hit in the bottom of the 7th inning. Coyotes start a 3-game series at Kansas City this Friday at 5 p.m. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.